This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. So I have been talking to you all a lot in my podcast, as well as hearing on the ads that I've been really paying attention to a little TMI for a second, my cycle. I have also been talking to my clients so much who are women about the idea of cycle syncing, especially for my women between the ages of around 25 to 40, kind of when you're hitting that time frame where you're really starting to pay attention more to your body. And you know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I am someone that when before the week before my period comes, I am just craving so many sweets and fried foods. And I'm just a little more tired. Sometimes I'm down and emotional. And now it's just easier for me to manage my PMS with estrogen control. And so I want to talk to you really quickly about this amazing product because it has significantly helped, especially as I've been paying a lot more attention to my mood swings. I've been tracking my mood throughout the month and just being a little bit more mindful on just how am I actually feeling. We as women, our hormones really, really do impact the way we feel. And so Happy Mammoth, they are a company that is science-backed, and they make products that are completely dedicated to ingredients that are proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it absolutely shows. I have loved using their products, and the biggest benefit is I just feel like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for their products. And so if you are interested in trying out these products, but also being able to manage some of those symptoms for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show. This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by the Help Me Find a Therapist webinar. Are you someone that has been listening to this podcast and you definitely are ready to take the step in looking for a therapist? Are you someone that is interested in finding an African-American therapist, maybe of a Christian therapist, and don't know where to start? I've got you covered, girl. Let's cut out the Google searches and let me help you find a therapist that's right for you. So in this webinar, I'll share with you how you can find a therapist that's just right for you. This webinar will cover how you can find a therapist in your area. Maybe you want to find a therapist that's virtual, low-cost options, how to find a therapist, maybe with or without insurance. I'll also cover specifically all of the websites you can utilize to be able to find an African-American therapist and even a Christian therapist. So I promise you, I won't leave you hanging.
that is not the only thing we're going to cover in this webinar. As a bonus, I also will include my consultation question ebook. So when you call a therapist, you know exactly what questions you need to ask, specifically even asking them questions about their faith, and if you can include that in your sessions. This ebook has all of the questions that you want to ask, as well as it'll give you the opportunity to really advocate for yourself for your mental health journey. If you're interested in starting therapy, definitely go to helpmefindatherapist.com. Again, that's helpmefindatherapist.com, or go to the link in the show notes. I cannot wait for you to start your mental health journey. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I am your host, Raza Renee. Welcome to another episode of the show. Hey, sis. How you doing, girl? I hope you all had a wonderful week. I am super excited about this week's episode. I want to come to y'all again with another just talk episode. I really enjoy these. They are just an opportunity for me to just share kind of what's going on and share in real time the seasons and different things that I'm in. But also just give y'all, you know, some encouragement. I really felt the need to give encouragement, especially from the last couple of episodes. I know I've been talking heavily about just walking through your season, but also learning how to understand self-criticism and self-evaluation. But also, I really just wanted to give some encouragement to my sisters because this may not be a long episode. But before we get into that, I would definitely want to say, follow me on Instagram, sis. It is such an honor to be able to talk to y'all and meet with you all in the DMs. I love talking to you. So if you are someone that follows me, has never sent me a DM, girl, send me a DM. Just say hi. Say how the podcast has blessed you and be on the lookout in July. I will definitely be posting more on Therapy as a Christian Instagram. So make sure you're following that as well. Definitely subscribe to my email list because I recently announced, and I know that you all know about Show Up Sis, which is my 8-week group coaching program dedicated to women who are ambitious, who are faith-driven, who really just want to get over procrastination and self-sabotage, but just create routines at work so they can become more disciplined, productive, and fulfilled. And the doors have closed to Show Up Sis for this cohort. But I'm super excited about just pouring into the ladies and giving them literally everything. And so if you are interested in just wanting to find out more things related to time management and learning how to overcome procrastination and really, really dig into those things, but just overall be productive, definitely join my email list because I'm going to be sharing a ton of different freebies and offerings that I think will be great for you if you are someone that needs help with that. So let's get into this episode. So I have been, of course, in this space of sharing as it relates to launching my program. And I know that a lot of people that have followed me over the years kind of know my story with my mental health journey and what that has looked like. And y'all, I never want to ever say that there is a arrival point. I want you to know that no matter where you are in your mental health journey, it is always going to be a different level of what you might be dealing with. So for me, it's always been worthiness, confidence, faith, and I want to say really just like trusting God. And I think that goes along with faith. And so there's different levels to that, but I really want to talk today about the power of understanding the favor you have when you trust God. It's not always the easiest thing. And I recognize that being something that we all are, you know, wanting to get towards. But I think one of the blessings that I have come to understand in my own faith walk is that most of the things that we're really worried about are mirages. And I try to give the picture of a mirage because, you know, like even if you're driving, and you're looking far ahead, there is something that might be there, but really in all actuality, it's not true. And I was having this conversation with a friend the other day, and I was kind of just telling her that, you know, when you see possibility, you can't unsee that. Like when you see God answer a prayer, when you see something that has been answered for you, you can't unsee that to occur.
And so I want you to think about maybe something that is, you know, a huge blessing to you, whether it be a relationship, a job, a child, a separation you might have had, even just the blessing of being able to maybe separate from an abusive situation, or, you know, just having the actualization of being a child of the Father and understanding that you can't unsee the power of God happen. You can't unsee something that comes your way that's a blessing. And I was listening to a podcast actually where this guy was talking about, you know, we negate the process in which we walk through in our lives, and we hope for so many things that when we get it, our faith in that hope is, you know, it shifts. You don't have as much drive for it. You don't have as much unction for it because you've received the thing you were hoping for. So it's the expectation shifts. And so I think that happens to us sometimes when we've received a blessing from God. It's like there's want for more, and we lose our faith in trusting God to do the thing that he hadn't done before, but he's proved himself to be who he is in other ways where he has proved himself in times past. And so I talk about favor in the sense of there's such a gift of, I believe in my heart, excitement when God wants to bless us. Excitement when it's like, you know, I think about just, my son may not comprehend it now, but the excitement it'll be for his birthday when it comes, when mommy and daddy have prepped and done so much to make it so great for him to where he finally sees a gift or finally gets to experience what it means to be showered with love, the excitement that is. And so I think that's the same way with God when it comes to what we're dealing with in life and what we're hoping for. The problem that it is that we don't hope for things. We don't understand that that favor that God wants to give us, and really understanding that favor is a gift. It is the special thing of, I get to be blessed because I'm just God's child. And I want to shift the perspective of understanding that even as you all are going through your mental health journey, or you're, you know, believing in God for something, or you're trusting him with something, I want you to understand that the same God who blessed you in the past times with the things that you may have, or the perspective you may have, or the shift you may have, or the love you get to feel on a daily basis, is the same God who does it for all of those other things. And I think when we're hoping and we're praying and we're desiring to get to somewhere, we are so like in expectation, but we also, you know, struggle with the reality of faith in that it is things you haven't seen. It is impossibility. And so that can be, you know, challenging at times to stay in that. But I just really want to encourage you today to trust that that faith and that walk to the uncertain is necessary, and it's going to be worth it. I look at a lot of the things that have happened to my own life and just really, really, really just my mental health journey. I just thank God for going through that, because it has given me, I would say, the awareness of just who I was created to be, God's desire to love me and care for me and care for his people and care for, you know, the things that I've been saying I wanted, but more so than anything, just that I'm accepted. I think that is the part that I had to learn for so many years, is that I'm accepted by God. And the beautiful thing about that is that's an ongoing realization. It never stops. It never is a realizing, you know, except it just comes at different levels. And so no matter where you are, sis, you know, don't look at my life as a standard. You know, whether you're a single mom of multiple kids, whether you're, you know, having a rough patch in your marriage, if you are someone who is, you know, of a different race than me, or someone who is really just trying to understand what it means to serve God in the way that you serve him, in the sense of, how is my experience special to you, God? There's a favor and a special gift of love that is for you that God wants to impart. And you can only walk this walk when you feel loved and when you feel like you are accepted, and you are accepted, sis. And it's hard to hear times when we don't feel it, when we're not confident, when we have a million and one things going on in our lives, or
whatever. You could be in a good season. You could be in a, you know, challenging season. Ebbs and flows with everything. But I want to just impart to you that these seasons are necessary for us to trust where we're going. The same faith, again, that has brought you the blessing to where you are is the same faith that it's going to require for doing whatever it is you desire and walking in whatever it is that you want. Have expectancy. Walk in expectancy. I think expectancy is the excitement of this is going to come for me. Real belief, it takes real mindset shifts. It really takes you trusting and believing and not speaking negative to yourself about what's ahead. We have the promise. And I think that it's the every single day small things we do. Don't look at point A, B, and C and say the A, B, C isn't valuable to get to, you know, I and J. It's necessary. It's so valuable. And I know you can only say that when you're on the other side, but look at your other side and so many other seasons of your life and know that those things are going to work out.
This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by Christ Couch. Hey girl, so if you're not familiar with Christ Couch, let me tell you all about it. So every single Monday, I send an email to my email list that is filled with so much information, so much value every single Monday. And I love to call it Christ Couch. Christ Couch is a place where we discuss countless topics, gather together as girlfriends, and share our daily walk through life, all while uplifting one another. Over time, I have been able to learn that Christ allows us to experience his goodness and true vulnerability through relationships. So let's take a seat and share it all on the couch. In this Monday email that you will receive every single Monday from me at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, you'll get a full-on devotional and prayer, a little Motivation Monday, I like to call it, where you get to start the week off with a little motivation, and a weekly mental health tip that you can weekly and very easily add to your life. So if you're interested in Christ Couch, definitely go to the link in my show notes. Completely free to you. You'll get an email every single Monday from me. And I cannot wait to share with you all the amazing things on the couch. Now, let's get back to the show.
I just wanted this podcast to be an encouragement to you to understand favor is a gift. And favor is given to us miraculously through God. And so I would just say, trust what that looks like. Trust what that looks like for you. You know, in definition, in general, favor is the approval. It is support. It is liking for someone or something. It is an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. And so as kiddos of God, and I said kiddos because I always think of my kids when I'm from my job and I always call them kiddos. We have the ability to have the approval from the Lord. We have the ability to have that kindness from him. We have the ability to have that special, special gift of attention that is for us and is for you. And so know that, you know, heaven's behind you. Support is behind you. Believe, trust, act in trust, actively walk in trust. I was telling my husband the other day that there are times where I want to go back to my old behavior that I used to say of, I'm just going to wait on God. I'm just going to wait on God to give me every bit of instructions. And most of the time, God doesn't give a lot of instructions to a lot of things. He does in some cases. But then there are times where there's a gap in between where we're going to what we're doing that he gives, you know, limited amount of instructions. And you got to trust that that's okay. That's okay. So I hope this blesses you. I hope this gives you something. Favor is a gift. How to know favor is a gift is something you're going to have to really seek out to find. But let it be an encouragement to you that the same trust that you're going to have. And I think I really got that from my sis Tatum when I was interviewing her podcast. She said that, and that really stuck with me. You know, it's a faith walk, sis. And so I pray that this blesses you. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I love you, girl. And I'll talk to you soon.